think it was Wayne Gretzky who said, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. Life is full of risks and rewards. And the way life is set up is, in order to get to success, you got to go through many doors of failure. As a matter of fact, you can't get to success without going through failure. And that's what practice is. Practice is controlled failure. When you go to the gym, you know, whether you're going to the gym to work out or to shoot hoops or to get good at whatever you're trying to get good at, you're practicing. You're practicing at failure so that you can get good, so that you can get to whatever level of success you're trying to achieve. But it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen without failure. If you show me a man who hasn't gone through failure, and I'll show you a man who hasn't achieved success. The most successful people in the world fail, but they don't let failure stop them. See, that's the problem, is people see failure as this obstacle, this unconquerable obstacle, and because of the discomfort involved in failure, because there is discomfort. You know, nobody likes to fail, but you have to embrace it. You have to embrace the challenge and you have to overcome the obstacle, and that's how you become a success. But you have to do it with consistency. Consistency is the tunnel through which you have to go to reach success. That's just how life's set up. We didn't create life, but that's how it is. And if you don't step up to life, life will step on you 100%. That's why I hate censorship. Because while people who censor say they're doing it for the good of everyone, they're trying to keep harm from coming to society, what they end up doing is they eliminate the challenges. They eliminate dissenting voices. And when you do that, when you try to help people so much, it's kind of like, what if you paid somebody to go to the gym for you? They're the ones that are lifting the weights. If you don't lift the weights, then your muscle atrophies. The reason you go into the gym is so that you can have your muscles encounter resistance. The only way you grow, not just in the gym, but in life, I'm talking about even mentally, the only way you grow is to encounter resistance. Encounter it and push through it. Embrace it. Embrace the resistance. It's your best friend. Resistance is your best friend in the gym. That's why you go. With no resistance, you get no growth. And so with censorship, if you don't have resistance, if you don't have dissenting voices, then you can't grow. You can't grow mentally. You can't grow as a person. If you eliminate all the bullies, see, the bullies, you can use a bully to make you stronger. Bullies are kind of necessary in life. That's your obstacle. That's your opportunity to possibly embrace failure. Maybe they'll bash your face in. Maybe that's what you need. But to eliminate that makes you soft. We don't need a soft society. That's why I cannot stand censorship. So embrace failure today, guys. Failure is, it's not a roadblock. It's a pathway. It's a pathway to something great. And the way life is set up is, you don't achieve success unless you go through failure. So there's my pep talk for today, but it's more than a pep talk, guys. Internalize this stuff. It's just true. It's a fact. Embrace failure and achieve success. I appreciate every one of you guys. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, this is my backup to the backup channel. Actually, this is my backup to the backup to the backup channel, High Impact TV. Subscribe, hit the bell notification icon. Give them a thumbs up and share them with everybody you know. I appreciate you guys.